From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump announced his administration is imposing new sanctions against North Korea. He spoke to a friendly audience Friday at the Conservative Political Action Committee conference.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we impose today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
The details of the sanctions came from his Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, who briefed reporters at the White House.
Today's actions will significantly hinder North Korea's ability to conduct evasive maritime activities that facilitate illicit coal and fuel transports and limit the regime's ability to ship goods through international waters.
The announcement comes as the president's daughter, Ivanka, is in South Korea attending the close of the Winter Olympic Games. Later on Friday, the president held a joint news conference with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, where Mr. Trump was asked about school violence and his plans for gun control.
The bad guy thinks that somebody's in this room with a weapon that's going to be pointed at him with live bullets. He's not even going into the school. It's the one way you're going to solve it. You're not going to solve it with gun-free spaces.
Rick Gates, a former top advisor to President Donald Trump's campaign, pleaded guilty in the special counsel's Russia investigation to federal conspiracy and false statements charges. A court filing shows Gates has agreed to plead to charges accusing him of conspiring against the U.S. government related to fraud and unregistered foreign lobbying. In Washington, this is VOA News.